Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Angela Cherby, Fred Film Radio from the Cannes Festival. I'm here with Mark Curzin, director of The Story of Film, A New Generation. Good morning.
Good morning, Angelo.
So, you made another masterpiece, slightly shorter than the other one. And my first question is, what made you do another film like this? What made you do another chapter of The Story of Film?
Thank you for calling it a masterpiece. The last time I did a story of film was 10 years ago, and a lot has happened in cinema in those 10 years. You know, a lot of new voices have come along, more people from more different backgrounds, more types of stories are being told. And I liked the challenge of that. You know, how do you, it's like story of film was a river and it has widened into a delta. So how do you portray the delta? It's a creative challenge to do so.
And what did you think has changed and why those 10 years are so important? Well, in terms of progression of the art of filming?
Yeah, well, a lot has changed in society, I think, and cinema reflects society. As we know, there have been political movements like Me Too and Time's Up happened, you know, and I think I have to say in my work, I have been challenging the kind of canon and the kind of racism of the canon for decades, frankly. But society, some of these arguments have mainstreamed now. There's more interest in African cinema than there used to be. And there's more interest in other types of gender and sexuality diversity. And that's not about political correctness. That's about having more voices, more human beings telling more stories from their perspective. And that's exciting for me because cinema is a personal language and you can see into somebody's imagination when you look at their film.
You were saying that a lot of issues are important and having a movie called The Story of Film, which is like the widest possible title ever, puts you in a position of being able not to know everything, right? I mean, you're not. So when is the time for you to stop searching, digging, and beginning editing?
Well, I mean, I'm not a scholar. I'm not a historian. I'm not a critic. I'm a filmmaker, you know. So for me, it's always about the filmmaking. What I do, Angelo, is I look around the world and think, have I seen many films from West Africa recently? If not, I'm going to go and dig and have a look and see what good films were made there. So it's more about looking around the world, checking my own blind spots. Because frankly, you know, people like me, you know, white middle-aged guys over the decades have not checked their own blind spots enough. So I check my blind spots and find out always make sure I find out what's happening in current Indian cinema, which is a very fertile place. And after a while, I think I feel overloaded. I get the feeling that my head is like a pressure cooker and it's about to explode with films. And so I think that's the time to start editing.
I want to ask you something about a phrase that you say in the film. You're talking about the map of cinema to be redesigned.
Yeah.
Because the map of cinema is guilty by omission.
Yes.
So what do you think is the biggest guilt of the map of cinema in this 10 years?
Cinema is almost by its nature a global art form. You know, it's not, Hollywood doesn't own cinema, for example, and the English-speaking world doesn't own cinema. I think for those of us sitting in Europe and the Western world, the biggest omission is Indian cinema. Even film critics and film fans who really love movies often don't know too much about Indian movies. And I think that's a real shame. And that's why I go on and on and on about Indian cinema, because it's in their documentaries and their mainstream musicals and their experimental work. There's so much great stuff. We, all the movie fans in Europe, need to fall in love with Indian cinema.
And why do you think that Indian cinema has so left aside from us on the Western world?
Well, I'm going to be honest and give you quite a political answer there. You know, in the UK, where I come from, the UK had an empire and it ran and dominated India for many, many decades. And I think we are arrogant in the UK and we sort of think that Britain is best and that the Western world, the European world, the English speaking world is where all the innovation happens and that a country like India couldn't be as innovative. So there's a bit of neocolonialism in there, I think, and maybe even a bit of racism in the masala too. You know, but I think that if we're honest and ask ourselves which countries in the world are visually most distinctive, have most interest in visually distinctive cultures, I would say India and Mexico are two of the key ones. You know, so we need to pay attention. The movie lovers need to pay attention to these countries.
Probably, isn't it because probably we see them as too folkloristic and less real from our point of view? All those dancing, those colors, you know, those maybe this diminish a little bit the value of the film in our eyes. Could it be that? Because we are accustomed to see different stuff.
Yes, it is. You know, we in Europe, we are, a lot of our ideas about what a story is comes from the classical past, from Aristotle, you know, unity of time and action. Whereas in what's called Bollywood, often the scene jumps around to many places. But I have to say, I've heard what you just said a lot. People have said to me, oh, Bollywood, it's too many dances, it's too folkloristic, it's too colorful. And I then say to the people, okay, name some of those films. And often they can't name any of them because they haven't actually seen them. So it's just a perception and a misperception in some ways, you know. And so I think those people are saying that are often not informed enough to say it, you know.
Absolutely. Listen, what is really striking from your film is that the variety of genre and of types of films that you selected. I mean, there isn't any kind of snobism or like high cinema and low cinema.
Yeah.
Why is that? And thanks to that, actually. And why those films and not others?
Thank you for saying that. That really matters to me, Angelo. I think that some people are quite snobby or elitist about, and they think that, you know, art cinema is great and the rest is trash. You know, there are loads of reasons why I am not snobby, and we've got Frozen and we've got Joker and we've got Deadpool and we've got Spider-Verse and things like that in there. It's partly because cinema is the art form of the people in some way. You know, it started for ordinary people, workers, etc., and it still has got that quality. I call it the affordable sublime because it's affordable. My personal background is working class, and my mum and dad were workers, and they loved just everyday movies, no art cinema at all. And I really appreciate the fact that cinema can traverse class and traverse, you know, the kind of Brahmin or the caste system that we often have in the film world.
One last question, Mark, is about the editing, which it could be like one of thousand questions. I'm going to focus on one question only. How did you choose the scenes through to be edited? Did you make choices in terms of issues of, how did you get to that sequence?
Yes. The main thing is, because I assume people won't have seen the whole film, so I have to choose a clip from a film which can stand on its own. You know, it's enjoyable or revelatory on its own. You don't need to have seen the whole story, ideally. So that's the key thing. When I'm watching films for this kind of work, I'm always looking for the standalone scene. It can be the best scene, or it can just be it could be a smaller scene, but it's revelatory in some way. And then the way I work is I don't write really a script. I scribble each time I see a scene like that. I put it on a little piece of paper, and when I've got, I don't know, 200 bits of paper, it's time to start editing.
I see. Okay. Well, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot to Mark Cousin for having been with us for the film, The Story of Film, A New Generation screening at Cannes. A great film that would, I think, it will have the same impact of your first one, because we need to learn new stuff and you make us learn. So thanks a lot. Thank you for your work.
Yeah, Angela.
I'm Angela Cherby for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.